ask you another question this morning. Should there be a total ban on pavement parking? Cars blocking the pavements can be a complete nightmare for many people. So one MP has tabled a private members bill which would make it unlawful anywhere in the UK to park on a pavement. Comes alongside the news that 72% of people have been affected by vehicles parked on the pavement and 45% have at some point been forced to walk out onto the road. So what do you think? Should cars be banned from parking on the pavement? Full stop. Commentator Heidi McAlpine's on the line. So too, taxi driver Ken Kelly. So Ken, what do you think?
I think a blanket ban would be out of tune with what's happening in certainly even Belfast. Think of all the people with living at the bottom of the Ravenhill Road there in Toronto Street, for example, having to park outside their houses. The houses were built before the car ownership was so high, even in my own street. And if they didn't park on the footpath, where are they going to go? There's no way. They just do away with their cars. It's a blanket ban doesn't, but certainly consideration. Stopping in the middle of town where there's high footfall and parking on the pavement is not acceptable.
Heidi?
Well, I think that there needs to be give and take on this, and what Ken says is right, but I think that this is about putting your car completely on the pavement, and I see that happening all the time, both on the outskirts of Belfast, where I live, and obviously in the city centre itself. I understand that vehicles need to deliver goods and at a certain time of day, but that is a designated time, and it's very short term. But generally speaking, you know, we don't have, pedestrians can't, well, in this country sometimes they can, but generally speaking, pedestrians can't walk down the middle of a road, and obviously they wouldn't do that because it isn't safe. So why should vehicles have right of way to fully mount the pavement and park there? It's not safe for children, babies and buggies, people with disabilities and mobility issues, the elderly, not to mention the residents who don't like it whenever a vehicle that isn't theirs does come and park right outside their house and completely on the pavement.
Yeah, but does it need a blanket ban? I mean, we've all been there. You know, you've been going out somewhere some night, you're late, there's a wee bit of a pavement there in the corner, and you said, well, it's not going to be that busy tonight, I'll throw the car up there, it'll be grand.
I would never do that. I would never put my car completely on a pavement. I just think it is not my right of way to do that. And it's interesting because I was looking this up to see what the law is. And the law is, at the very least, ambiguous on this matter. It isn't actually illegal to park on the pavement. It is illegal whenever you have to adhere to the markings on the road. So if there's a double yellow line on the road, you can't park on the pavement. And it is not enforced by Transport NI, which is formerly the Road Service. It is actually enforced by the PSNI. And it seems to be on a case-to-case basis. So the PSNI don't have the manpower or the resources to deal with all these individual cases that may or may not arise due to people being aggrieved at parking on pavements. So it needs to be taken on board and dealt with at a higher level.
Bertie's in Lisburn this morning. Bertie, I was going to mention the likes of yourself there and how parking on the pavement would be a real problem for you, but I'd say you'd be better to articulate it yourself.
Well, I tell you, it's very, very hard. So it is. It's just got really to the stage that I can't go down a company because there's not only vehicles parking on the pavement, you have other obstacles. You have the light of a dog fouling, and you have bin men leaving the wheelie bins on the pavement and overgrown bushes and stuff like that. But the biggest obstacle of that is the cars, because even women with pushchairs go down along there with youngsters and people in wheelchairs. It's impossible to get out alone. You just have to stop and filter out onto the road, which can be very dangerous, so it can.
Robert's on the line this morning as well. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Joel. I'm a regular walker. Joel, believe it or not, and I would clock up about 1 hour, 2 hours every morning.
Would you?
Honestly. Uh-huh. Honestly, I've been doing it for a long time. But saying you're on the subject, I was walking up on Malone Road yesterday morning with a dog. And there was a white van parked on the Malone Road. Now, I walked up the left side of the Malone Road and up to the roundabout and come back down again. And I observed the van there, but I thought I might have got past it.
On the pavement?
So, on the pavement, honestly. Not a word of a lie. A big white van, and so it obviously been parked there for a considerable while. And I couldn't get past it. Now, the other side of the coin...
Here, Robert, tell you what, stay there if you would, because we're coming up to the news at 10 o'clock. We'll come back to this. Before we went to the news, we left left Robert, the taxi driver, walking up the Malone Road trying to get around a white van. Is that right, Robert?
That's 100% right, Joel.
We're talking about car parking on pavements. Should there be a blanket ban on all car parking on pavements? And Robert was telling us about his experience. So this van was blocking your route as you were out doing your morning walk.
100%. I was forced to walk out onto the pavement, and I had to actually stop and make sure there was no traffic coming down the Malone Road before I walked out.
So would you support a ban like this?
I totally support a ban. And I'll tell you another thing, Joel. About 6 months ago, I reported this to the relevant bodies. The Ormo Bakery Complex, there's shops there.
Yes.
I observed in a distance a blind man, and I reported to the relevant bodies, but nobody's reacted on it. A blind man was walking, and there was a big sign outside an off license, and he actually fell over it. Now, this is the gospel truth. There was two ladies standing outside that off license having a smoke, and they smirked. And I lit on them. I says, that's totally disgraceful. That sign there, that blind man. I get on to the blind people. I get on to the DOE. And I get on to the DRD. And the whole lot of them. And I get on the AIDS Concern. I actually went personally to AIDS Concern. And nobody has reacted on it. That was totally disgraceful. That blind man was walking with a stick. And the stick hit the thing. And he fell over it. A big sign, honestly.
So the ban, you would support it?
100% right.
I want to get a few others in, Robert, as well. Patrick's in Derry in this. Morning, Patrick.
Joel, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you too, Patrick.
Right. No, it's up my street. What a way to say it. But in our little estate, only 32 houses in Derry, Park, it's a taxi man's nightmare. But we have a code, all us people who live here, we go up on the path, half and half. That's the way we work it. Half up in the path, so a car can go up the top of the street because it's a cul-de-sac, and the taxi man can go right up the top, or an ambulance can go right up the top. It's just a way of life with us. That's the way we work.
Yes, because so what you're saying is that if everybody was to park on both sides of the street and only on the road, you wouldn't have any access at all.
Well, you see, it is a small street. It was made before the cars, you know, when we first came here. But we all have cars now. Most people have cars. So it's half and half. The car's half up on the path. And that's on both sides of the road. Now, that allows a car, believe it or not, a car of about 6 inches either side to go up the top of the street to where I live, up in the cul-de-sac, right? It's a code we all have. We acknowledge it. We know that if we stay off the path, we're going to block our neighbours. It's a way of life. And funny enough, there's only one car, and he's a visitor, and he does this. He'll not go up in the path. He comes in with his little car, and he parks it, and the rest of us all look and say, does he not know what we do? Because he was brought up in the street. Why doesn't he just acknowledge what the rest of us all do, park up in the path? There's still enough room for pushchairs going down. There's enough room for people to walk down the streets.
So your point is that the sort of a one blanket policy doesn't necessarily suit everybody.
Man, it's too silly for words, but I'll tell you what. I'm hoping the taxi men out there are listening because they enjoy the street coming up. Some of them, they've gone their way of working now. One time they'll just let you halfway 200 yards down and say, can you walk it up? But they do negotiate it now. And you know this, see reversing out here. It makes you the best drivers in the world because you have to use your wing mirrors all the way down.
There you are. Ken Kelly, our taxi driver at the start of the debate, the half-and-half policy, apparently a taxi driver's dream, Ken. There you go.
Well, the whole point of Joel is not, let's not concentrate on taxi drivers.
No, I know. But
that gentleman from Derry said the same thing. If you go up around the Holy Lands, or you go up around the Stranmillis, as I said, how does anybody get down the street? People have a code, no to park up. It's the ones that, and people even know to push their wing mirror in because the streets, as that gentleman just said, were there before the cars, people, ownership of cars increased.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a blanket ban is not sensible. Throwing a car up onto the pavement with four wheels is selfish. There's no doubt about that. And we can't argue with that. There's no argument for it. That's blocking the pavement. But your other, the chap from Lisburn, highlighted the system. Look at finicky crossroads. The amount of cabinets for mobile phones opposite the ice slab would frighten you. It's like they're just breeding. You know, the big, big cabinets for communications to go with the mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. So why are we singling out one group of people, allegedly? blocking every pavement in the country.
We'll be into the whole territory soon, Heidi, of pavement furniture.
Well, we're already there. I mean, the cafe culture is going to become legal now in Northern Ireland to have furniture out on the street in front of cafes, which is nice, and it makes the cities and towns look very cosmopolitan. But again, with sandwich boards and with cars parking up on pavements, it is like the Krypton factor whenever you have to get from point A to point B. Whenever you're a pedestrian, nobody's ever 100% happy. But it's interesting to note that London has a complete ban on parking on pavements, and they're not even allowed to park vehicles with two wheels up on a pavement. Now, how does the City of London, which is huge, has a massive population, lots of vehicles, how are they able to police that, for that to happen without anyone?
The argument would be that car ownership living in London wouldn't be high, specifically with the congestion charge. Why would you own a car and go in with congestion charge?
Yes, but on that note as well, with the new park and ride facilities that TransLink is rolling out across the access points into the city, there is a big push, as we all know, to get people either to be in the cycle lanes where cars do park still, and where's the policing of that, but also to...
If you live in Hay Park Avenue, but it'll be a bit
public
in the
transport.
City. We've got streets in the city, Joy Street, streets in the city, where I would say in London there's not a culture of car ownership because of the congestion charge. You're not going like for like there.
It's not just because of the congestion charge. I think it's also because they do have a very good infrastructure for public transport, and they do have this mindset of not taking a car into the city. And even before the congestion charges came into effect, I would argue, and the park and ride facilities that are starting to pop up now around the outskirts of Belfast is a positive thing, and it is going to save people money in the long term without having to pay for extortionate parking fees in Belfast, relatively speaking. But also, you know, there won't be lots of vehicles with one person, perhaps two people, clogging up the roads and clogging up the pavement.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about this private members bill, which an MP has tabled, which would make it unlawful anywhere in the UK to park on the pavement. Good idea, bad idea? 0845955678. The DRD have responded to this. They say there's currently no general prohibition on parking on footways except for the parking of heavy commercial vehicles, which is prohibited and can be enforced by the police. And they say where parked vehicles obstruct the free passage along a footway, this can be dealt with in a number of ways. The traffic attendants can issue a penalty notice to a vehicle found parked on a footway where there's an adjacent restriction or prohibition on the road, or elsewhere the matter can be dealt with by the police, who can issue a fixed penalty notice if they believe the vehicle is causing an obstruction. But the department has no current plans to introduce an overall ban on pavement parking in Northern Ireland. We've heard a lot of examples of where this is a problem. Paul, the Glen Road, you think, is a bad example of this, is it?
Yes, Joel, I want to make 2 points. Thanks very much for letting me on.
Good morning. A problem.
The first thing is that initiate this ban would be a lot of nonsense, because most streets in Belfast couldn't facilitate two cars parked on the road either side, because there would be no flow of traffic.
It's like that sort of half-and-half policy that we were hearing about there in Derry.
It's called manners and consideration, Joel. And the main point I want to make is that drivers who park with four wheels on the footpath are thumbing their nose at society. They're actually saying, I can do what I want here. The main thoroughfare in West Belfast, the Glen Road, facing the gypsy camp, there's a part there, and there's people regular, and I've had the police involved in this years ago. When my children were younger, I had to go to school to get my children from school, and I had to put my buggy onto the road because people had parked with four wheels up on the footpath. And they're thumbing their nose at people and saying, I can park where I want. But consideration, Joel, if people need to park on a footpath, put your two wheels up so it allows access for people with buggies and stuff.
Paul, thanks for your call this morning. Mary's in Dundonald. Mary, is this a problem near where you are as well?
Yes, I live near the Ulster Hospital, and it is a very big problem there. I actually take somebody out in a wheelchair, and there are people who have to go to the hospital and get off the bus and have to push buggies. There's also a couple of people I know who have electric, those buggy things that they use. It used to be a bus lane, and then the bus was pulled in, and that was the terminus. Now it's not. They go on down to Ballybean, but the cars have started parking on the bus where the bus would have went in, which is not so bad. But they park right out then onto the main thoroughfare. And if you know that those two lanes at Dundonald, you know, they're forever, they're constantly being used, and you just cannot get past the last half a dozen cars, maybe, because they're right up on the footpath.
Yes.
I mean, it's very, very dangerous. And it actually means that when I come out of the hospital, I have to cross the road of the lights to the other side, which then means going down and crossing a road where there are no lights to have a bit of footpath. I mean, it is extremely dangerous. I've contacted the police and the DRD. They come out and they move them on. They stop it for a while.
But of course, as they say, they don't have the legislation in place to be able to do much more, probably. And that's the problem. That's what this MP is suggesting. Thanks for your call this morning, Mary. Nice to talk to you.